the National Safety Council, in collaboration with the United States Department of Labor, Division of Labor Standards, presents Production with Safety. There is a title loaded with meaning. In these war days, when both management and men are absorbed in the all-important task of building stupendous quantities of the materials needed by the armed forces, when the cry is speed, 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 more, 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 we are apt to forget that production and safety are as closely related as identical twins. In the long run, the most efficient production methods are also the safe methods. Blind speed doesn't profit us a nickel's worth because it ultimately results in less production rather than more. We've got to have men and women well trained for the job and who stay on the job. Production with safety is one of the answers to that. These points of view came up for discussion and debate among a group of foremen, and perhaps some of the arguments will sound familiar to you.
Well, these are war times, and it seems to me that production comes ahead of everything else.
Yeah, that's my idea, too. I'm for safety, of course, but I'm too busy. I can't pay much attention to it now.
Well, Randy, I don't agree. I say the very fact that production is so important means that we haven't got time for accidents. Remember when Joe Evans, the electrician, was thrown by a hand truck which a green trucker left in his way? He sprained his wrist. Well, at the time, he was stringing lights for the new assembly benches. The job didn't get finished that day, and when the new crew came on, we had to send them home. Evans was off only 3 days, but the plant lost the production of 20 men for the next shift. That makes 23 man days of production lost. And why? Because the foreman of the unloading crew thought he couldn't take time to show his truckers where to park their trucks.
I agree with John. It takes a lot less time to prevent accidents than it does to have them.
Well, there are the two points of view, and they're fairly typical. Let's admit that the war tempo of production has created a lot of new problems and made the job of foremanship a lot tougher. In thousands of plants, machinery and other equipment is running at full speed, perhaps 24 hours a day, and the problem of maintenance is correspondingly greater. You're crowded for room, and problems of transportation, storage, and orderly housekeeping are plenty tough to handle. You may have two or three times as many workers under your supervision as you ever had before, and a lot of them are as green as they come. Under such circumstances, we're often tempted to start new men on the job without taking time to break them in properly.
Your name is Jack Lomas, eh?
That's right.
You've done grinding before, haven't you, Jack?
Yes, I've done some of it.
Well, there isn't much to this job. You work on this wheel, and your job is to snag the fins off these castings. If you run into any trouble, some of these other fellows will help you out. Now, be careful and don't get hurt.
Exaggerated? Well, perhaps. But, as John Payne remarked,
too often, all the supervising we do is to assign some fellow to a job and then raise Cain when things don't go right.
That's right, John. We forget that training employees is about 9/10 of a foreman's job.
Oh, now look here, Bird. What about keeping up the flow of material, the maintenance of equipment, making reports, and about a million other things? That's more than 1/10 of the job.
Sure, those are big problems, Randy, but if we do a real training job, these problems are more easily solved or never become problems at all. That's true of job training or safety training. Both are parts of the same thing.
Okay, you fellas are strong for training. Let's get specific. Where does it start? What are your methods? And how long do you keep it up? I'm willing to listen.
Well, training ought to begin when a new employee first reports on the job and continue as long as he stays with the company.
Never no end to it, eh?
That's about it, Walt. Wouldn't you agree, John?
Sure. Even old, experienced employees need a lot of instruction. Of course, right now, the new and inexperienced people present the biggest training problem. They come from drugstores, groceries, filling stations, sales organizations.
Yeah, and a lot are women who never worked outside their homes before. Well, don't let me rush you, Bert, but let's suppose a new and green employee is coming on the job. What do you do?
Well, Randy, those first few minutes are important. If you handle it as well as Sid Graham did when Glenn Sellers was assigned to his department, you'll be doing plenty all right.
Glad to know you, Glenn. We need good men to keep up with these war orders.
Yes, sir. I'll do the best I can.
That's fine. Have you had any factory experience?
No, sir, but I want to learn.
Well, the job I'll start you on is going to give you plenty of chance to learn. Now, first of all, you'll need some leather gloves, safety shoes, and goggles, Glenn. I'll take you over to the stock room and get you fixed up.
Okay.
Bill, this is Glenn Sellers. Glenn, Bill Zaricki.
Howdy. Glad to know you, Bill.
Glenn's going to need some stuff, Bill. Some leather gloves first. We furnish the goggles free, Glenn. But you get the gloves and safety shoes at cost.
Well, right now...
Well, now, don't worry about the cash. We'll carry you for several paydays. Fix him up with goggles and safety shoes, Bill, and be sure they're comfortable. You get fitted out, Glenn, and I'll meet you here in about 15 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Now, do those feel okay?
Yeah, I think they're all right.
Well, if they're not comfortable, come in and I'll adjust them again. You'll be wearing them a lot, so you want them to fit. Do those feel all right?
Swell.
Well, I guess you're all set, Glenn. Here comes Sid to put you to work.
I noticed by the information card, you have quite a family.
I sure have. I got 3 kids.
Well, you need a good, steady job. I got a couple of kids myself. Now, this job of yours is important, Glenn. These machine operators must be kept supplied with stock, and the finished parts must be taken away. That's the job I want you to start on, Glenn. If a machine operator runs out of stock, then he's tied up until he gets it. You'll operate one of these lift trucks to haul stock in and to take the finished parts away. Now, here are 2 things to remember. Whenever you get an injury, no matter how slight, go to the first aid room and have it attended to. That way it won't get infected. Don't try to do anything that looks unsafe or that you don't understand. Come and see me. You're responsible for your own safety. We don't expect you to take chances. Say, Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie, shake hands with Glenn Sellers. Glenn, this is Charlie Holden.
Howdy, Glenn.
Hiya, Charlie.
You'll work with Charlie for a day or so, Glenn, until you get onto the job. Charlie's one of the men in this department. He believes 100% in production with safety, and he can give you some pointers on how to work the same way. Give him those 4 steps in training, Charlie, and don't forget to bear down on safety.
Well, a fellow like Glenn will get it quick enough.
Okay, I'll drop by later.
Say, that fellow's okay, Charlie. He sure seems to take an interest in the new guy. Guy should think I was coming in as a vice president.
Yeah, Sid Graham's tops. And he won't forget you either. He'll be around every day to see how you're getting along and if you're working safely. He sure is strong for safety.
Okay, Bert, that was a good start. But as for training, he just turned Sellers over to an old employee. Isn't that what we all do?
Well, yes, sometimes. But Sid Graham, and I know John Payne does this too, selects men in his department and drills them on how to do the training job. This man, Charlie, is a good worker. But more than that, he knows how to break in other men because he's had this training.
Well, any man who can do a job ought to be able to show somebody else.
Oh, not necessarily. Doing a job is one thing, and teaching it is something different. When you're teaching a man a job, there are 4 basic steps. Tell him, show him, let him try it, correct, and commend.
Memorize these 4 steps while the operator turns the record.